The stock market in correction territory.
You're listening to Economic Pulse with Dr. Cameron Afshar, Director of Cameron Afshar Data Analytics Center at DeSales University.
The stock market has become more volatile again. In 2018, 2 years ago, Dow Jones Industrial Average reached its highest level for the year in September and then fell 3,100 points or 12% by the end of the year. It recovered in 2019 and rose by 5,200 points or 22% by the end of that year. That was the highest annual growth since 2017 when the market rose by 25%. In talking about our retirement fund with my better half in January, I took full credit for the strong market of last year and without undue lingering on the fact that the market also grew. In meetings, parties, and get-togethers, when people find out that I'm an economist, the first question they used to ask was about the stock market. Nowadays, it's about healthcare. But these new questions are really opinions presented in the form of a question. This is, of course, aside from someone who will invariably ask me if it's going to snow next week. And I absolutely do get the point. However, since I am a pilot, keep a very close eye on weather forecasts, almost always I can repeat what I read about the probability of snow for next week. Aside from the jokes, economists are not the best people to ask about the short-term behavior of stock market. We do our forecasts using rational expectation models, and the stock market has rarely acted rationally in the short run. Some history. In 8 out of the last 34 years, Dow Jones Industrial Average had a negative return for the year, with an average loss of 9.6%. And on the gain side, in 26 out of the last 34 years, the market improved with an average gain of 16%. On average, Dow Jones Industrial Average has increased by 10% a year over the last 34 years. It is, however, always the bad years which get people totally out of shape. In 13 out of the 16 months following September 2007, the market fell. This carried the market crash into 2009. A disastrous fall eventually bottomed out in March 2009, with the Dow Jones Industrial Average having given up 54% of its value. Looking from a distance, it is easier to see that those who sold at the very bottom lost more than half of their assets. However, at the time, it is impossible to guess if this is the bottom or not. As of this writing, the Dow Jones Industrial Average has lost 4,500 points over the last 10 and a half business days. And this is an environment where the economy already have been poised for a slowdown before the coronavirus. Undoubtedly, the virus and its negative impact on the supply chain, tourism, and most importantly, optimism, will further slow down our already slowing economy. This is Cameron Afshar with Economic Pulse from WDIY.